biggest concern is large hail and damaging winds for the Sioux Falls area. While we can't rule out that there could be an isolated tornado around the area, it looks like the biggest threat is hail and damaging winds.
So I guess you could say we just get rid of one hail threat and now another one's coming, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's another storm that could produce some pretty large hail, you know, golf ball size or even a little bit larger, you know, some of the size of the hail we saw last week.
All right. You know, while the storm, I guess, last time around was kind of impromptu, this one, we're anticipating more, I guess. What goes into that as far as from your forecasting standpoint?
Well, for this storm, there's, you know, a much stronger front associated with it that's moving into eastern South Dakota tomorrow afternoon. And there's a strong jet stream that is also moving in, you know, 20,000 feet above the surface. And so those two, when they kind of interact in this time of year, can produce some pretty strong, vigorous thunderstorms compared to last week where really was just a weak front over us and no real strong jet stream coming in. So that's a much more difficult forecast for us.
All right, Phil, but I guess a big thing right now is be prepared for the possibility of hail, and we're not ruling out tornadoes. Is that right?
That's correct. Be prepared for any type of severe weather. There could be a tornado around here, but certainly damaging winds, large hail, as we saw last week, can do quite a bit of damage to your car or if you're outside to yourself. So you want to stay tuned to the local media, including your station, and if you're out and about tomorrow, so you can take shelter and keep yourself safe.
All right, Phil, we thank you for that. And again, we're going to hold you to it, unfortunately.
Well, you know, I hope I'm wrong, because I really don't want to see another hailstorm hit the city like we saw last week. So